One of the announcements I had this morning is, you remember Rebecca? Rebecca, and I don't remember her last name, but she came and was with us for quite a while, and she'll be back. And she wanted to do some traveling, so she's been traveling, and we've been staying in touch by text. It's amazing. She's in England right now, so she said, "Hi, Pastor Ralph, I'm in England right now, just got off the cruise yesterday. I have several dance weekends." She likes to dance, so they have a, I don't know, it's a dance club, I think, they travel with, and they go to different countries, and I don't know. Anyhow, several dance weekends coming up here in Europe, so I expect to be home May the 29th, thinking of you all very much, and thank you for thinking of me. And then she sent me a picture. I know Phil and Betty have been in England a lot, and they take pictures of some of the old churches, and she sent me a picture of a church, and was built in 860 AD, which is a long time ago.
Wow.
And she took pictures of the stained glass windows, but what she said is, the church historian gave me a lovely tour, and here's some pictures. And then she went on to say that the stained glass windows are relatively modern. Modern. They're only 200 years old. Because the originals were destroyed during Cromwell's time. And I forget what was Cromwell. Was he? I know the name, but I don't know if he was a good guy or a bad guy.
He came over here with the British to put us 13 colonies.
That's the guy. That's the guy. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
He was a...
Yeah, that was General Cornwall. Yeah, I remember Cromwell, not Cornwall. Cornwall was the one where I came from up in Pennsylvania. They had a little skirmish up there in Lebanon County. Yeah, so anyhow, that's pretty cool that you can stay in touch that many miles apart. And so she'll be back. That's the good news. She lives down here on Ian Church Road, A.N. Church Road, however you say it. And so she's close. So. All right.